Hello, I'm Kemp Haar with Floor Focus Magazine and FloorDaily.net. And our next guest here at Coverings 2008, I'm very excited to be with because he is our go-to guy at Floor Focus for the type of information that we use to be intelligent about the ceramic tile market. We're with Donato Grosser with D. Grosser & Associates. How are you doing, Donato?
Fine, very fine. Pleasure to see you again today.
Good to see you. You're looking good. Tell us a little bit, about your organization, D. Grosser & Associates.
Well, I'm a boutique consulting company, and we have been in business for 30 years here in New York. And one of our largest clients is the Ceramic Tile Association of Italy. And we try to help the association and their members for anything they need in this market.
And actually, we're standing in the booth that's kind of the common area for the as we heard earlier, the Ceramic Tile of Italy is one of the owners of the show, and they have a beautiful hospitality booth here that has this very trendy orange color, as you can see in the background. And on the floor, they have samples of the tiles that are being highlighted at the show. And that's one of your key customers. Tell me, since we're talking about ceramic tiles of Italy, how is it the Italians have always been the world leader when it comes to this market?
Well, you see, the Sassuolo area where the Italian industry is concentrated and where is headquarters of the association was an area where they had historically a lot of clay. So the industry was born there. And then in the past 60, 70 years, they developed a new design, and in order to be able to produce this design tiles, they create a new technology. So the new technology has been coming from the past 50 years from Italy, and so the Italians have design and technology. In order to make the design, you need the technology. So Italy has become the place where new tile machinery is being developed and new tiles are being developed.
So they're the technology leader, but they're also the styling expert. And I guess that probably comes from, anytime anybody that's ever been to Italy.
Well, you have so many people in style, in design. As I say, style forced people to create the technology to develop and to manufacture the design.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about the shifting, the statistics around what's going on. The use of ceramic tile has actually, the share of it versus other surfaces has been growing, right?
Yeah, it has been growing very, very fast. And a couple of years ago, consumption of ceramic tile was about 3,300 million square feet, or more than 10 feet per capita per person in this country. This year, if we will reach 2,200 million square feet, will be already an accomplishment. So, which means we have one third of the consumption has vanished now because of the housing problem.
Yeah, okay, and that's just this little blip we're seeing, I think, with housing this year. One of the things you pointed out prior to the interview was something that's a little different in the ceramic tile marketplace. A large percentage of the ceramic tile that's installed is initially installed during new construction.
Yes, about 40% of tiles sold in this country goes to new construction. So it's a larger percentage that you have, for example, as you told me, in the carpeting business. So, of course, when the ceramic tile is suffering more than carpeting because of this downturn in new construction.
Okay. So tell us, when you look at just the other parts of the world, I mean, ceramic tile is the number one flooring surface, right?
In some parts of the world, it is. In Europe, because of historical and cost of material, ceramic tile is much more popular than in this country. Carpeting is more expensive, and wood is more expensive. Ceramic tile is cheaper, so that there is a large consumption of ceramic tile and is much larger per capita in this country, yes.
What do you think some of the obstacles are for ceramic tile growth in this country?
Well, the obstacles, main obstacle is economy. If the economy is doing well, ceramic tile will expand, housing will expand, and ceramic tile will expand. If the economy is doing poorly, we'll have everything, every supplier of the housing market will do poorly.
Is there, one of the things that we were talking about earlier is that, less tile is sold for the replacement market, but in other parts of the world, people will put in a tile floor and they'll tear it out 10 years later and put in a different floor. I think the mindset in this country is that when you put in a ceramic tile floor, it's permanent. Is that?
Well, that is also in Europe, people like to have this special tile that can stay there for a long time. People don't plan. It's not a planned obsolescence that you want to get rid of the tile after 10 years. Nobody does that. It's not only a question of an expense. The question is psychologically, you don't want to get rid of something to do such a big work every time.
Okay.
It's a project. Yeah.
All right. So tell me, one of the things I've been curious about is from the eco meaning the sustainability. Can you talk a little bit about the ceramic tile market and the eco aspects of it?
I mean, the eco aspects, first of all, you have to know that the Italians are the most advanced industry in the world as far as ecology. I mean, they made enormous investments in order to keep everything clean. So not only the tile is a product that will not release any impurity to the air or to the environment, but when they manufacture, the environment in where they manufacture is a clean environment. There's no residue thrown around or in the air. So there are big investments that the Italian made, and today they are probably the cleanest industry in the world. This also compares to some new manufacturing countries where they don't care as much about the environment and really big polluters.
Okay, so one of the questions I had for you, as far as a technological standpoint, I know the Italians have always led in that area. Is there any new technology that's being introduced in the manufacturing process that's going to change what we see in the market?
From what I know, there is no great breakthrough like, for example, was the monocoture, the single-file tile or the porcelain tile. But if you go look around among the companies that are leader in design, They have such tiles that they had a new technology created just for themselves. So you have a lot of new technologies. No great breakthrough, but a lot of new technology.
All right, let me ask you, what are the Italian tile companies going to do to make sure they're going to maintain their leadership as far as the leading importer into the United States of product?
Well, in order to maintain leadership, you have to realize that the market is changing and direct themselves to the upper high end of the market, keep the high end of the market, keep high the image of Italian tile, show that our tiles with the highest design, the most beautiful tiles, the largest variety, and the best technology.
All right, one last question. I know you just got to the show yesterday afternoon, so you may not have had a chance to walk around much, but have you seen anything at the show that's really caught your eye that's worth talking about now?
I tell you one thing. I went to see a few Italian companies around, and I saw some companies who already were leaders in design this year came with maybe 50% of the tiles that they are presenting this year vis-a-vis last year are new. So there are really a lot of innovation. It is really worthwhile to go around and look at what it is.
All right, Donato, I really appreciate you talking to our listeners. We've been talking to Donato Grosser with D. Grosser & Associates, a consultant for the ceramic tiles of Italy. And I'm Kemp Haar with Floor Focus Magazine and FloorDaily.net.